Pek Yod Seif Yod. Kesha Echad. One knot. Now we're not discussing the same case we discussed before, that you're doing one knot at the end of a string. Or if you take two strings together, you put them together, and then you do a knot on them. We're discussing a knot which one does usually on the lace before one does the bow. That means a knot is done like one stitch. One goes underneath and it comes out. Such a knot is considered one knot. Like afterwards, if you do the second knot, it's considered a double knot. But since this first knot, if you don't do anything on top of it, it doesn't stay altogether. It's not considered you're doing a knot on Shabbos, and there's no problem altogether, even if you do it for a long time. So let's see that inside. If you go and tie together two cords with one knot, a rope, a cord, string, same thing. The kesher echot ain't the kesher klal, mishum she'ainu kesher miskayim. It's not considered a kesher altogether because it doesn't stay. It doesn't have any status of staying. Even if you do it for many days, no problem. Even though we said if you do a kesher for many days, it's got a problem from a kolpanim. The Rambanan has got a problem. Here, it's got no problem because we don't consider it a knot altogether. It says in brackets, we're not saying the same case as we said before in Sifcheh and Teh, which you've got a string and you do at end of the string a knot, or if you've got two strings, you do at the end of the two strings a knot. That is a kesher, very strong kesher, because that you're doing it together on the same place. Ela b'mikra sheshnei hakavalim boim mishnei tzadim v'koshim yachad b'kesher echad. We're discussing a different case altogether. We're discussing a case like one does by the shoes. One puts two strings which come on the opposite side, and one goes under the other one, and you put it like that. That is considered really one knot, but it's one knot which has got no kiyum, won't stay. It's got no status for anything. So we don't consider it a knot altogether, that he allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if he wants it to stay for a long time. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say, in the footnote he brings down Reb Shlomo Zalman, that one used to have on the bread a metal piece, metal hard little string of metal, and one used to go and turn it, and they used to hold. This metal, since it is kashiach, it's strong, it's not so easy to move it, that even if you put it underneath once, it could be also a problem from kesher. Why? Because this string doesn't need to be going put again and another knot on top of it in order to keep it staying. Because since it is not easy to move, when one puts it underneath itself, it will keep it steady, and it won't open. In such a case, such a wire, I think it's called a wire closer. Such a wire closer, even if one doesn't close it with a double knot, Shlomo Zalman says this could be a problem because it stays even if there's only one knot. Let's go further. Bechlau zeh, abol asas kesher mishnei ktzois shel chevel echad. To go in shemakit bechevel aguta shel konim ukufa. He says the same thing is if a person would go and put a string or a cord, a rope around a box. Put it around a few times, and then the end, after you put it around a few times, you go and make one kesher. That means you go and put it one underneath the other one, and leave it like it is. It's also allowed to be done because there's no way that this kesher is going to stay. It's got nothing which holds it straight. Nothing to hold it. They shouldn't open it. It's not considered a kesher. Echein adin bekesher na'alayim bekesher echot b'li aniva al gabov. The same thing as if you've got shoes, which you do a knot, and you didn't do on top of it a bow. You only did the first knot without a bow. There's no problem altogether to do it on Shabbos because it doesn't stay. If you're Dalit, boys, and Niva got a kesher. They don't discuss Bezus Hashem, if one does a bow on top of a knot. But now we're discussing the knot without the bow. The knot without the bow is not considered you did anything on Shabbos because it doesn't stay. So if Yud Aleph, HaKosha Kesha Echot, V'teichov Esk Tzavois HaKesha B'Kricha. He goes and makes one Kesha after he put it around a box. Let's say he put it around the box, a rope or string, and after he finished putting it around the box, he made one Kesha, and in order that it should stand a bit longer, that this rope should stand a bit longer on the box, he puts the end of the string inside the surrounding rope which goes around the box. It keeps it a bit steady. Even though it's still not considered you've done a Kesha, the reason why it holds a bit this Kesha is because you use the rope itself. It is not because you're using a knot. The knot can't stay itself. The knot only stays because you put it inside the thighs. It's not considered a knot, and it's also allowed to be done on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Nira, the Kosha Kesha Echot. He does one Kesha. Kedosh Hikif Aguba Shalkonim, the Hevel, the Kosha Shnei Haktzavois, the Kesha Echot. He went and put a string, a rope, or anything on a, let's say, a parcel, on a box, or if it is on straight, on something which you want to go and to gather together, you put a string on it, and it holds it, and afterwards, what do you do? What you did at the end, you did one kesher, one knot is nothing, because it won't stand. Even if you put the end of the strings after you did the knot, you put the end of the strings inside the surroundings. It's still allowed to be done. It's still inside. It's still considered one knot, and it is ready to be opened. Now, in the footnote, he says a case which is different. We'll have to realize what's the difference between the case which has come with the case we said before. The case we said before was that one first surrounds the box, let's say, and afterwards you do the knot, and afterwards you put in the string in the surrounding. Now we want to say a different case. You first did the knot once, afterwards you surrounded it, and afterwards you put it in. Or even if you wouldn't put it in. Then it's already a machloikas. Some people want to say, in such a case, one shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Already a machloikas. It brings down a footnote. You were not sure what the Bikur Yaakov says. It's not allowed to be done. Maybe in the Gorn state, maybe it says you're allowed to be done. I call upon him. That's not so straightforward. But let's see, it's a different case. The case we discussed before is a case when you did first the surrounding, then the knot, one knot, and afterwards you put in the strings on the side. That's what we said according to everybody is allowed. Why? Because in this case, you've got nothing to hold the knot. Even if you put in the strings on in the surrounding, it's not considered going to hold the knot. But if the case is you first did the knot, and afterwards you surrounded it with the string, then it's much, much stronger. Then you have the poskim who wants to say that it could be not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even if you do it for a short time. But now we want to say, maybe it's considered a ma'isa uman. Maybe it's considered a professional knot. A professional knot is not allowed to be done, even if it is for a short time. In such a case, if we're going to be worried it's a professional knot, we won't be allowed to do it even for a short time.